Mark Koenigs, and I rap under the name Protege.
Jason Reinert, and I rap under the name Ebola.
And together you are?
Dad.
Dad.
I'll be bowling on a budget. Double coupons at the store like Fudget. Dad's bid. Pro Wing XJ900. Sweepstakes hoping that I won it. Please?
Okay, so how did you two come together and become dad?
We had both been rapping in Sioux City in the hip-hop scene for years and years and just decided we were going to make a couple of songs together and see how it came out. And when we did, it kind of just formed itself into this group because we started rapping about things that we're actually doing, which are dad things. So
last year you released your first album, right?
Right.
The Night of the Living Dad, and that had 12 songs on it, and about fatherhood. And you had that one song, you know, Go to Work. That might be the one that people know, because that's the one that ended up being a viral music video, which I don't know that you're ever expecting to happen.
No. I think Jason actually put a post out on the dad page the other day kind of saying, you know, where would you guys like to see dad perform, towns, whatnot. And it's still hard to believe how many views it got, but things like that, when people started posting like London and where, I don't know, what other international,
Germany,
and we're like, okay, I guess a few people did watch it. But,
yeah.
That's where they wanted to see you now?
Yeah, there's people from London and Germany commenting that they want us to come
there.
And it's obviously through, I'm going to guess that video is how somebody from Germany was able to listen to stuff. So it's just wild how social media and different outlets can, the reach it has, I guess. It's hard to believe.
Yeah. We definitely weren't aiming for it. We were in the Battle of the Bands at the Hard Rock, and we went through the first round, and it seemed like the crowd was pretty decent, but it was all hip-hop that round, so we were kind of thinking, we need to get more people in here for the next round for us, otherwise there's no chance for us. So we decided, let's make a video. It's probably the easiest thing we could do to get some people in the area to know about us, and away it went.
Yeah, that was the initial audience we were looking for, was just people here to maybe get a few more heads into the show, and it now has turned into somebody from Germany wanting us to come there. However that works.
Let's listen to a little of that song. This is Go to Work.
I got a mortgage I'm paying, and gas and electric and water and student loans, groceries and clothing, insurance and telephones. Won't get a loan, I keep treading with head above water. My son and my daughter give daddy love. Wouldn't trade it for nothing. Not even women and fame and dough. You could say that I'm bluffing. Honestly, how would you even know? I've been a daddy for 7 years counting. Can tell you that youth doesn't come from a fountain. The mountain I'm climbing, it only gets steeper, but never alone, cause my wife is a keeper. Yo,
far from optional, family comes first. It's only logical. Let's go to work.
You know, in that video, you're walking through the aisles of Home Depot, and parts of this video are really quite humorous. You know, it's a song about working the 9-to-5, driving a minivan, and worrying about mortgage payments and all that stuff that comes with being an adult.
It's real.
But then, you know, there's also a serious message of family comes first, and that's one of the lines that gets repeated in the song. And I was just kind of curious how you landed on that, and, you know, why that was a phrase that you kept repeating throughout.
I don't know. I guess once we got into that, you know, you obviously can't go with the way that normal rap goes, you know, these days. So if that's, I don't know. Instead of rapping about money and cars and such, that's important to us is the family aspect of it. So who's to tell us we can't be positive while we rap, I suppose.
Yeah, we were just showboating real life a little bit there. So I don't know how I would put that.
Nice.
Well, you know, you brought up an interesting point of, you know, it's no secret that there are a lot of hip hop and rap songs about sex, drugs, money, and women with varying degrees of vulgarity in them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's one end of the spectrum. And then on the other end is someone like Brother Ali, who you have opened for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for those who are not familiar with him, you know, he's Muslim, he's albino, and he's from Minneapolis. But his song, you know, one of his popular songs right now is called Own Light, and it's really about healing and authentic living, love and belonging. And then there's, you know, a spiritual undertone to it. So very different ends of the spectrum. And for you two, it's really about fatherhood or what you call dad life. Right.
Yeah. Right. And I guess I shouldn't have portrayed all rap as the degrading rap because, you know, people like Brother Ali is out there, but. Unfortunately, you know.
That's not the norm.
No.
Yeah, when most time when you turn on the radio, you're going to hear that stuff you would rather not want your children to listen to and not Brother Ali with some uplifting type stuff, which is unfortunate. But
I guess it's really, you know, a lot of people, when they make music, want to explain their life experiences. The goal of the art is to explain what you do or... maybe someone can relate to how I am or how I act or the things that I do. So I think more than anything, it was just keeping real to who we were as people and trying to make music with it.
And I think unintentionally, really, the relatability is the key to the whole thing. So many people that one of my favorite compliments, and I've gotten it more than 20 times, is, man, I don't even like rap, but you guys, like, it's almost like I can handle it. And I don't know if that is a compliment sometimes, but I'll take it from people that, you know, despise it. And then like, but this is pretty good. It's got people, I don't know, coming out of their comfort zone and listening to more stuff. Maybe they'll open up their ears some more.
Hopefully. That's a Midwestern nice compliment.
Right. Yeah, I think our niceness gets us in trouble sometimes too, but hey.
So do you let your kids listen to your music?
Of course. That's another one of my favorite things from this whole experience is I can record in front of them. I can practice in front of them. I mean, when I got into rap, I was, you know, rapping about what I heard other rappers rapping about because that's how I thought it had to be, but ultimately, this is helping me find myself as an artist and realize, you know, the more you rap about what's really going on, the more it all kind of opens up, confidence, the all that good stuff, I suppose.
The first album had, you know, some cuss words in it and such, so I don't let my littlest one listen to some of that stuff.
Right,
but
right.
Going forward, it's not like that, so...
Yeah, we kind of helped us realize that a lot of those, even in our first album that were in there, were like, man, that was really unnecessary. Like,
yeah, why didn't even, say you know, that word for no reason?
easy fixes to expand the audience beyond, you know, anything I can think of. So this second album, I think we did her 100% curse-free, didn't we?
Yep.
Yeah, so it wasn't near as hard as we thought it would be, but...
Let's go to one of the new songs from your second album, which is being released this month. This one can have us all looking forward to summertime. Here's Fire on the Grill.
Raw meat getting formed into patties. Daughter's helping now set the table up for daddy. I'm a savage with asparagus, pairing it with American and wrapping it in bacon like a baby in the carriages. I be barely on a level with the stovetop. Still lights even though the knob broke off. Go with Kohl's when we out of propane and hand me the lighter fluid and I'ma squirt the whole thing. Skeet skeet on a charcoal brick and all my grill marks similar to barcodes. It's a whole different kind of element from cooking it to smelling it. Salmon in the smoker and overhead is a pelican. Praying on my picnic.
You know, you had mentioned kind of, you know, your early writings, songwriting before dad, and, you know, were you pulling from experiences that you had not lived?
I definitely have before. I'm sure in year one or two when I was trying to rap, I was listening to Fabolous and Tupac, and I'm sure I had a couple lines about guns and I'd never shot one in my life, but that was... You know, it was a time when I was realizing I was good with words and rhyming them. And if there was a gun rhyme that sounded good and fit, I would just use it because, I don't know, I suppose that's how a lot of people go into it at first, just thinking they need to do what they hear. And yeah, so yeah, I am guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say probably a good part of what I had done before was, you know, kind of mimicking what people had done before.
Yeah.
And that I had heard, but once you get to a point where you just, it's not about showboating for me anymore, rather. Like, that seems like the goal previously was to showboat and be like, I'm the coolest, I'm the best angle, and now maybe not so much the best, but
there's a
enjoying what I do.
Arrogance factor, I think, that just comes along with the genre and way. I'd say we do that sometimes even with Dad, but it's a little different. Like, you know, try to out-dad me or something. That's as cocky as we
can. I'm the best dad.
We're going to get real. We're going to real talk.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask, you know, what is one of the most challenging things about being a dad?
I would say, you know, trying to juggle work life, dad life, and then adding this extra little project in as well that, you know, it would be nice someday if we could get a couple more people to see it. And this would be, you know, if this was job number one and like mom could stay home or something, and then it'd be different. But right now we're still regular 9-to-5 dad in it. And so, yeah, I would say the balance of work, wife, child, music. We usually, you know, obviously family first. So if we do meet up, it's usually at 9 when everybody else is in bed and we lose a couple more hours of sleep than we can probably afford. But if that's kind of the way we got to work with it right now. So I would say the balance, and it's, you know, we all know it's hard keeping everybody happy in every category, but, and that's a thing about dad too, that's I think made it work so well, is that if something is happening in that aspect, you know, family, that we've talked about many times, backburnering this project to make sure, because if that isn't there, then we've essentially became the liars that we started out rapping about. So yeah, the balance, I suppose, for me.
I would say probably something very similar to that. I wish that I had more time to spend with my kids every day as a dad. But, you know, obviously, in order to make a life for them, you have to work, you have to go to the job. And
so American.
Yeah, and come home and get a couple hours in the evening with them. And I don't know, that's the toughest part for me. I would like to spend more time with them. But the music, I make sure, like he's saying, that it's all after that, so that it doesn't get in the way of the limited time that I do have with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've kind of noticed that obviously there's deadlines, but when we do it, the approach to music, like we do our regular dad life, making sure that's first and then music comes after. And, you know, this doesn't have to be done by Friday. It, you know, the music comes out cleaner, doesn't seem forced, and it's, you know, so we can put out stuff that we are confident in.
Dad has a new album being released this month. We'll leave you with New Day from Dad to the Bone. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Ellie Carson.
A new day and I'm finding a way to be a better version of myself.
Better version of myself.
Just one day it'll all make sense. Until then, steady stack my wealth.
Steady stack my wealth.
'Cause my kids will know right from wrong and give respect where respect is due.
Where respect is due. 'Cause
one day they'll be on their own. How they act will reflect a few.
And it reflect like,
I'm awake, I know I'm late. Quick splash to the face, then it's cornflakes. Bran muffins just in case you didn't have nothing. If you don't want to take a cab, then stop fronting. Brush your teeth, comb your hair, get your goof on, or cut it out like a coupon. We gotta go, this the USA. You don't say what I do, but you do what I say. It's pandemonium, can you handle the sodium? Or do you want to spend an hour watching Nickelodeon? That kind of sounds cool, I might be down to. If I didn't have a work thing around too. I like your style though, you down for getting wild bro. In under 5 minutes, I'ma need you in the ride, yo. Sit back and get them seatbelts clicking. We on a mission 'cause every journey is different. A new day and I'm finding a way to be a better version of myself.
Better version of myself.
Just one day it'll all make sense. Until then, steady stack my wealth.
Steady stack my wealth.
My kids will know right from wrong and give respect where respect is due.
Where respect is due.
One day they'll be on their own. How they act will reflect the view.
And it reflect like
my job's got perks. I ain't talking about pills, but I'm set. Style's cold, probably give you the chills. Dad skills, pay bills. I don't mess with the frills. I'm vocabulary driven, living life for the thrills. Like a roller coaster with the valleys and peaks. First words, first steps, wet the bed, chase sheets. Yo, while it's reality, upon the sick as the beast. The relatability has got them filling the seats. See, it ain't a gimmick, it's the way that I am. Real life dad rapping, just a part of the plan. Try to put a kid to bed, it's like the art of a scam. Hit the lab late night and get it started again. One time for the dads that be short on sleep. Two times for the moms cause the connection is deep. Three times for the children that are earning their keep. Yo, I'm out, you can leave a message after them.
Hey, hey, Jason, J-Bird, what up? It's Pro. Sitting here listening to that newest beat you sent me. Actually, the other morning I had some granola bars, you know. I was kind of like, hey, dad got bars. And we did like a dad got bars thing, but, you know, really brought some bars. You know, the good old track that shows we're not messing around, which we aren't. And by the way, if you're coming over to record later, I need a pack of AA batteries. If you could swing by the store, that'd be great. And raspberry toaster strudels. See you at 9. Later.